Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as always, me saying stuff first means that it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to fire some questions at me across the table. Ian, how you doing?
I'm so excited. It's always my favorite time. But first, we've got to go over last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase spiderweb. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word that names things often seen in a church and a five-letter word for a person often seen in a church. What are the words?
Pews and bride. Well, Mike, today is February 12th, or 212, which also happens to be one of the world's most sought-after area codes. Competition for a 212 area code, something of a status symbol even in our age of cell phones, is so fierce, the New York Times reported last year that brokers buy and sell open 212s for up to $1,000. Can you believe it?
What?
In honor of 212, today's show is all about area codes.
All right.
The world found out that one famous New Yorker does not have a 212 area code, but rather a less vaunted 917 last summer. This happened after he gave out Senator Lindsey Graham's cell phone number, leading the website Gawker to reveal the New Yorker's number as Turnabout. Who is that famous New Yorker? At the time, Senator Lindsey Graham was a rival for the same office this famous New Yorker is seeking. He has his name on a lot of things.
Oh my gosh. Donald Trump.
That's correct.
Yes, right.
Number two, the pop group 303, stylized 3OH exclamation point 3, takes its name from the 303 area code in their hometown in which state, which gained statehood just 20 days after the United States centennial. It's a toughie, so for a little help here, this state contains 75% of the nation's land area above 10,000 feet.
Colorado?
Correct. 303 hails from Boulder. Saying it was, quote, divine intervention after the town had gotten used to its, quote, black eye and its, quote, stigma, the mayor of a small Louisiana town called Reeves told the BBC in 2007 that his town's residents had 3 months to change their area code to 749 from what?
From 666?
Correct.
Jeez.
In the 2001 song called Area Codes, rapper Ludacris lists 44 different area codes where he has, well, special friends, in so many words.
Name them all.
While the first two are Atlanta area codes, his hometown, the last, 607, is in use in which state, including parts of Broome, Tompkins, and Yates counties, to name a few.
There's a Broome County in New York.
There is.
Yay, is that right?
That's right. And finally, area code 907 covers the entirety of which vast state, save for the community of Hyder, which has a population of 97 and uses neighboring Stewart, British Columbia's 250 instead.
So is 907 the only Alaska area code?
Good job. And tiny Hyder is the easternmost point in Alaska. Well, Mike Nothnagel had all the right numbers for this week's show. He went 5 for 5.
I did, really?
For 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can dial up on your modem and surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, or a couple of extra credit questions that Ian still has in his pocket, or this challenge.
Start with the words dial tones, which you may remember from our challenge and show number 176. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters, 5 letters, that describes a job journalist Joan Walsh did online from 2005 to 2010. What is it? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
See you then.